We are learning Maseches Ba'Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayim Aleph. We are beginning 9 lines from the top of Tzadik Zayim Aleph by Tana Rabbanim. The first word of the line is Kiyua. We're starting middle line, Tana Rabbanim. Zokta Gemara, Tana Rabbanim. Shemorim Shel Truma, Rishon V'Sheni Aser, V'Shlishi Mutter. The Rashbam says, we're talking about here a case where I put in water into the Shemorim, into these sediments, these peels of grapes, and 3 went in, 3 came out. So really, Medina, Lekuli Amma, it's not wine. But when it comes to Truma, we're Machmir. A Truma is not allowed to be eaten by Zorim, by non-Kayhanim. So Halach is, the first time I put water in and it comes out with taste, the Zar cannot eat it. The second time, also, the Zar can't eat it. The third time already, it's Mutter. That's already, it's so vite from being wine, it's not Asa Tazarim. The whole thing is the Rabbanon Degdin again, because we're talking about Kedei Midasa, it doesn't have it in wine, but the Rabbanon, Risha Visheni, Asa Vishlishi Mutter. Rameir, Imaaf, Shlishi Vinesen Tam. If the third one has a little tam in it, so then the halacha is that it's Asar, Benoisen Tam, it's Asar. Now, there's actually a kasha on this Gemara. What happened to the Isser called Tam Ke'iker? If it has Tam, why isn't it Asar? So some say we're talking about Demai. Others say that this is not really called real tam. It doesn't have a shame yayin, so it never became wine, so it doesn't have a din of nois and tam, but ayin rabbeinu yoina.
Why is it any worse than
tam? Tavlin, what's tavlin?
Spices
go up to 60 more, 100. When it says osi, even more. Tavlin's osi, 100. Because here it's not wine. It's not wine.
It's giving a taste.
No, I know, yeah, but if it would be wine and then I put water in, then you're right. But it never became wine. Which I don't know if it became wine or not. So here that became one. I think that's where I see Rabbi Yonah inside. I think it's Rabbi Yonah is tiny. But the Pasuk, some say it's talking about Demai. That's why. That's why we're not so machmir. It's only Chumad Rabbanon. But in any case, we have Mechlekes Rishon V'Sheni Asr V'Shem Mutter. Ramei Yoyim Av Shlishi V'Noyset Tam. V'Shal Meiser Rishon Asr Sheni Mutter. What does Shal Meiser mean? It does not mean Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon is given to the Levim. It's Mutter Lazarim. So it can't be Meiser Rishon. It's only Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Can't be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara is saying here also chum like this, that the first time I put water into that Shmarim, it's Asr to eat it out of Yerushalayim. Sheni is Mutter, because Meiser is not as Chumar as Truma. The second one also, if it has Neisat Tam, the Loch will be that Mechumra, the Meiser, you will not be able to eat it out of Yerushalayim. So we had 2 levels already. Truma and Meiser. That comes Hektish, the most Chumar. So Hektish, Shlishi Asr. Even the third application of water will be Asr. Ravi Mutter. The fourth one will be Mutter. Ramei Yoyim, after Ravi and Neisat Tam, again, Ramei argues anything that has Neisat Tam is Asr. And again, Rashi learns the whole Sugyo is talking about Bikadei Midasai. Ayin Toisvis, who learns a different shot a little bit, and he says that it seems like he learns a little bit like the Rashbam, that there's no Tam Klal, El Kiyu Ba'ama, but Akaponim, where the Rashbam is learning, it's Kedei Midasa, it doesn't have a Shem Yayin. Later on, there's a Rashi that says that it's even by 3.5, it's going according to the Rabbanon, that by 3.5 does not have a sheer wine, which means you put in 3 and you take out 3.5, also does not have a din wine. That's the Ayin Demar Shah, the Rashbam's Mash later on, but either way, we're going according to the Mount Yomar. In a case where it doesn't have it in Yayin, it's in Shahako. And still we're saying, Mechumra the Chuma, Mechumra the Maisa Sheni, and Mechumra the Hektish has different levels that it's awesome. Right, the Gemara Kash Raminu Asa Kash Rabraisa, Raminu Shal Hektish, La Oilamaser. It says, Shal Hektish, La Oilamaser. The more you put water into it, it's La Oilamaser. Vishal Maiser, which is Maisa Sheni, La Oilamutter, it's Mutter forever. So kasha Hektish, Hektish, Kasha Maisa, Maisa. It's a Kasha, Hektish, and Hektish. And it's a Kasha, Maisa, Maisa. Zokta Gemara, it's here the kasha. Hektish, here it says lo'il masa, there it says only 3 times. And maisa, it said one time, here it says it's mutter. Here it says mutter. So my answer is that Gemara says, hektish, lo'i kasha, kam b'kdusha guf, kam b'kdusha dam. The way the Rashbam learns, the Arashayim said the opposite, we'll go with the Rashbam's chat. But I like kdusha guf, which is chomer. Kdusha guf means that you made it kadosh l'nesachim. Here's that Tushu Aguf, so then it asers forever.
Shmarim?
These are Shmarim, yeah. It was wine, and the wine had Shmarim on the bottom. It was wine. And you makdish the thing from the Sachem. So then, if I pour something into Shmarim, it asers forever. Masha Enke, in the case of that only 3 times, it's called Tushu Domim, which means I made the wine, Kadosh Domim, and sell it to buy things for Beta Gabayas. That's not such a strong Hektish, and therefore, it'll be sufficient. After 3 times already, it'll be Mutter. That's the answer to the stira of Hektish. Maisa, Maisa, Namalei, Kasha, Kam... Huh? Right, but Hektish, Kasha, Loilam, yeah. Now I'm not the Maisa. Hektish, Kasha, was Loilam. Loilam, Kusha, Guf. And 3 times is Kusha's Dom. But, and only three times he was dumb. Maiser, maiser, loy kasha. Kam maiser vada, kam maiser demai. By maiser vada, it's also the first time. By maiser demai, which means maiser that you buy stuff from Amaretz, and he didn't tell you he didn't maiser. We never he maiser it, but maiser we chayshet Amaretz. We redo it. We ibe maiser. So then that maiser sheni, you can make all that if the water goes to a smarim, even the first time it's muta. Om Rabbi Yechon Meshum Meshum Meyet Tzedek. Kederuch Shomulin Yisurim. We said about Yisurim that there's different levels, right? Let's say take Chuma, take Maiser Rishon, whatever it is. The first time it has a din lechumra as wine. The second time is chumra wine. Third time not. By Hekdesh, it's 1, 2, and 3 has din of wine. So Sister said Legavi Yisurim will also have a din wine Legavi Hechsher. We know that in order to machsher something. Machsher, fruits, vegetables, anything that's a kabbal tumah has to have a heksher first. What's the heksher? It has to be one of the liquids, dam shach adam, which is different liquids. Is dvash and mayim and yayin and chalav, different things. So we're saying over here, has dim wine legabi iser, or has dim wine legabi heksher? Has dim legabi heksher, has dim wine also. The Gemara says, kach Frank the Gemara, a simple question. What's the difference if it's wine or water? Either way, it's machsher. Hechsher in demai. I demaya, if it's water, if it's water, hechsher, machsher. It makes hechsher. I dechamra, hechsher, machsher. If it's wine, it also does hechsher. So what's the difference? So Gemara answers, loy tzricha, the case was, shetomdu b'mei geshamim. This shmarim, you didn't pour water into it. It rained into the jug that had the shmarim in it. Now, the halach is that by water has special din. Water is only machsher if I want that water. If you have machshava, that water should be liquid. But stam if it rains, that doesn't have din shei mayim. I have to have machshava in it. Wine, on the other hand, does not need machshava. So we're saying here, it makes a difference. If it has din wine, so even without my machshava, it'll be machsher. Mashenkein, if it's water, since it rained in it, I didn't have machshava on it, it won't have a din of hechsher.
Tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, the next item.
Right. So you ask, once I took it out, I was machshavit, he's saying. Yeah. So tomorrow's kasha. Very good. Tomorrow says, Tad megasham. And we're saying the chilek is if you have machshava or not. Freyti Gemara, Vekivon de koshok over Rami Luhulamana. Since you're picking up and pouring it into your cup, so achshavinu, you're machshavit. And it is hechshav that way. Because you picked it up and you're machshavit. So Gemara answers, Mar first thought that it rained into a cup, and then I poured it into the tshmarim. That's more a thought. So it was a step behind you. You thought it rained into a cup. I didn't have machshava in it. Then I poured it into my tshmarim. So this is definitely machshava. That's Mar's kasha. That the chayr of akivin the kashak of ramu l'mano achshavinu yom achshavit. That's called. So it's be hechshav there. So what's the difference? Why not? Mar answered, "Loitzricha shnitma me'elav." It fell into the cup. It rained right into the cup of shmarim, and that's how it became temed. Temed is this flavored water. But Freit the Gemara, now is your kasha. Given the kanogid, kam achshvinu. Every time you take out the water for wine, I'm showing. Oh, I'm very happy about this. That's machshava. That's machshava. The Rashi got to ask. Okay, so what's the raya? The third time it fell in, then I didn't have machshava. I didn't have machshava yet. And the shaila is, then why not? Like, you're right. The first two times, maybe you took it out, and then it didn't wine anyway.
The third one.
The first
in the cup, we're talking about a different item.
No, in the cup, whatever it is, in the cup, then it spilled over onto your apple, onto your pear. So it spilled over. Is that in that cup? Is it din of hechsher or not? It could be machsher or not. The kiyum the nugget, you took it out here. It had to get empty. You have to realize it's the third time there's smarim in it, right? So it has to be three times. So the first time you have to remove it. If you removed it, that means you machshav it. And the Rashi learns, and then the third time is automatically called chashivas because I already removed it twice. Amar Papa, but Paro Shoshoisa Risha Risha. The case is he didn't remove it. How up to the third time? The first two times it happened, a cow came and drank it out. So that's why the first two times was not considered a machshava, because it never was machshava. Now the third time it fell in, it fell in, and now I look at it. So if it's wine, it's machshava automatically. But if it's not wine, since I didn't have machshava on it, it won't be considered hechsher. Now, Be'etzem, you could have learned that it fell out, it spilled out by itself. So the response didn't like that pshat, because then how did you know that we were holding Temet Sheni, Temet Shlishi. So it's better if you knew it was there and you didn't have a chance to machshav it before the parah came and drank it out. So upon him, that's what this member is the geya to such a case. Kederach Shom Linasura Shom is like this. If it's Truma, so it has a din of Yayin until the third time. If it has Meiser, it has a din Yayin until the second time. If it's Hekdesh, it has a din Yayin until the fourth time. And what's it a geya for Hechsher? It's the geya for Hechsher in a case where Altsmayim would not be machshav. Why not? Because it didn't have machshava. And therefore, it has to have a shame of wine.